Now, every week at BBC Radio Oxford, we celebrate some of the fantastic work that volunteers do around our county. And this week, it is the turn of the Oxfordshire Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Centre, OSARC, which has been going since 1979. I caught up with helpline volunteer Coral Needham and outreach coordinator Ellie Bennett and began by asking Coral how she got involved in the charity.
I came across OSARC. It was a poster, actually, advertised it, our work. And to be honest, it wasn't an area that I'd kind of considered going into or that I thought of. But when I saw the poster and read a bit more about what OSARC do, I felt like it was the right thing for me to do and I could do it and I didn't want to ignore it.
Were you a bit sort of concerned? Because it's obviously a lot of the charities that we deal with are heavy subjects, but it's a really heavy subject. You're going to have some very, very traumatised and upset people. Were you worried at all about the impact of that on you?
You know, I was kind of slightly apprehensive, but once I'd been to the selection day, and at the selection day you're kind of thrown into it, you're talking about these issues as soon as you get in there. So I think that's a really good test of how you feel at the time about these things and talking about these things. And so I sort of knew from then that actually, no, I could probably handle this.
Fab. Now, I've also got Ellie Bennett with me, who, you're a volunteer and outreach coordinator now, but as has happened quite a few times when we've spoken, you start as a volunteer, now you've got a job out of it. I love that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I loved being a volunteer and now I get to love my job every day. It's absolutely fantastic.
So how important is it that you train these volunteers? Because, you know, there must be some sort of emotional impact.
Yeah, definitely. It's really difficult and we're always really upfront about the fact that the work that we do is really, really challenging. So we've quite a long training process. It takes about 3 months. We do lots of kind of practice with fake calls and then we have lots and lots of support through training. So all volunteers get an older volunteer who's their mentor who kind of looks after them through training. That support continues after training finishes. And so we really do try to look after them.
And Coral, I mean, speaking about the group, you were saying that you feel like it's a really strong female unit in the actual group, in the charity.
Working as part of a collective of women and being in a kind of women-only space is incredibly empowering. And the strength you gain from all of those women to kind of become OSARC is really incredible and something I hadn't really considered before joining. But also, in terms of the women that I've met who are part of OSARC, women, you know, who I may not have met in sort of everyday life. So it's really kind of enriched my life as a whole and kind of the way I feel about it.
All right. And Ellie, I mean, do you know how many calls you get? I mean, how many volunteers are kind of doing this on a weekly basis?
Last year, we took just under 650 calls across the year. So it's absolutely amazing what the volunteers do and the time they give to the organisation. And we just couldn't run without them and we value them so much.
And I guess with this subject in particular, this could have taken a long time for them to reach the point where they even make the first call.
Yeah, so about half of the women we speak to were abused as children. And about half of the women we speak to have experienced sexual violence as adults. So yeah, for a lot of women, they've waited a long time before they pick up the phone. And we talk a lot about how important it is to get that first call right and the importance of believing people and being really supportive and not judging them. And all of the research shows what a difference that makes to people's long-term outcomes.
If there's a situation where people ring up and it's happening at that point, does that happen? I mean, do you have to call the police? What do you do in that situation?
One of our core values is to be empowering. So we never tell the women what they should do, and that includes whether or not they should report to the police, because that's such an incredibly personal decision. It's a really, really difficult process, and if people want to do that, we support them. We have a service that's just about supporting women going to the police. But if someone just wanted to talk to us about what happened and they didn't want to make that decision, that's not something we're going to push them to do.
And Ellie, if people do want to get involved, I mean, is there a certain commitment you guys are looking for?
So we ask volunteers to do 2 sessions a month, and a session is about 3 hours. So I guess kind of every fortnight, one evening of your time. Can I just love talking to potential volunteers and sharing my experiences and trying to encourage and empower them as well.
Great stuff. Well, Ellie and Coral, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
That's Ellie Bennett and Coral Needham for about their fantastic work for the Oxfordshire Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Centre, or OSARC. If that is something you're interested in volunteering after hearing Coral and Ellie talk, then you can visit osarc.org.uk, which is osarcc.org.uk.